we're going to adjust the program here a bit before we get into some more substantive items. I was going to talk about BII, the unique omitted factors, before we moved into what will be action items. Wanted to give you an update as to what we would have in terms of some immediate but future work. We discussed this issue of omitted factors, unique factors, workload factors that are not perfectly captured in the workload allocation formula funding methodology, the WAFM, as some of us are calling it. There are issues, for example, like case complexity that aren't necessarily captured in the workload model. There are issues like geographic issues where you have multiple locations at different sites. How do we deal with those in the model? There's just a number of things where we're trying to figure out, well, how do we capture those in the model if they're not there? The case filings, the workload that was established didn't necessarily capture everything. We've had concerns about greater numbers of capital cases, and so what does that do in terms of workload and how it should be addressed in the model? And so we are still working on this. It's an issue that will come back to you. It's, again, another one of these refinements to the model. We're going to talk about a process in which trial courts can come and within the sort of these a structure and framework of items come before this group and a smaller group and state a case and justify why it is that they need to have an adjustment to the model. And then that would build on our 14-15 distribution, because essentially we're looking at is everything is on what you get in terms of a share of the total pot. What factors can make your share change? And so it's a bit of a struggle to get it nailed down at this point. But we want to be able to have that done so that courts can come in the fall and we can start that process of building the 14-15 allocation and incorporating these unique omitted factors, other workload that we think is important to capture, because it really does not get everything that drives your costs at the local level. So again, just information to let you know that this is a part of this conversation. We haven't finalized this part yet to bring it back to you for review and approval.
Can I just ask for a clarifying question? This is Judge Mossenhardt from Siskiyou County. I know we've been sort of referring to all of these things as parking lot issues, things that could not completely be described in terms of this model, this WAFM, but would require more discussion and input. And I think the question I have is that to what extent, I know the subcommittee will be working on this, to what extent will that input come from the trial courts themselves? I mean, they're going to be able to kind of address the subcommittee saying these are kind of the parking lot issues that we see, then there will be a discussion of that rather than the committee itself kind of trying to, you know, coalesce some issues. Because I think issues out there from courts that really haven't had a chance to specifically say this is kind of what we think our parking lot issues are. So I'm just wondering if it'll be a clear process by which those courts can either submit it to the subcommittee for discussion.
No, I think that's a good point. I think that we should be soliciting information from our colleagues throughout the state to see what do you think we need to include in the model, amendments do you think we need to make. But I think that's probably a discussion that the subcommittee should have at a larger level, but there's absolutely room for that process.
Thank you. Can I assure Judge Masanaga, I actually brought my parking lot file with me just today. I don't go anywhere without it anymore, so we're on it.
It's probably growing.
Yes. Can I ask if everybody had an opportunity to sign up for one of the subcommittees? Did anybody not get the sheets? All right, thank you.
And so I think with that, we will move into the BLS adjustment and that conversation.